bia beds, B-I-E-R, a little cot-like thing, and they'd bar it around from house to house, and they put the body on that. But our family did not. They put them on a bed. It's like they were asleep.
Hmm.
And left them there until they got ready to put them on in the coffin.
Hmm.
And then they would get a person that had a Jersey wagon in the neighborhood. If you didn't have a Jersey wagon, a Jersey wagon is a wagon that has springs on it, a spring wagon, so it wouldn't shake up the body. And then they'd have a procession. I can remember that before the coming of automobile. Just can. And here all these buggies and surreys and other things going to the cemetery from the house.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the
mm-hmm.
cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And if the cemetery was close enough to the house, that the pallbearers would carry the coffin. And then, of course, even now, once in a while, when my mother died, we brought her body here from the undertakers. Just left it here.
Mm-hmm.
And only opened it here for the immediate family to see. My mother didn't want to be open for them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our family have not had the casket open.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of our family of latter years have not had, for many, many years, have not had funeral flowers. If anybody wanted to do anything in memory, give it to, at Mount Olive College, since I've been there 22 years, or give it to the church or something.
Mm-hmm.
A library.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's $800 given to Mount Olive College Library when my mother died, as old as she was.
Mm-hmm.
And Cousin Lizzie Britt lived here. Well, there's about $1,000 given to the college when she died.
Mm-hmm.
A scholarship fund, a library.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so we followed that too. And we've also, of latter years, have had right many gravesides in our family. We feel like the funeral should be held in a low key. And there shouldn't be funeral orations, but just a quiet, dignified liturgical service, about 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they will have for me, just a graveside.
Mm-hmm.
I did for mother and all that I've had anything to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And not make a big thing out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the smaller the subject, the bigger the oration. You know what I mean?
Right.
The eulogies, you know. And one of the grandest rascals that ever lived in Clem was a politician. I bet the procession was 2 miles long and they had trumpets sounding, you know, when the body was brought through. I reckon it's to frighten the devil away. But our family have maintained some of those customs. And I remember quite well when a member of the family, for the male in the family, a brother or husband or son, you wore, of course, all the ladies wore black to the funeral. And the widow usually, if it was a widow, she wore black for about a year.
Hmm.
And then sometimes she would go into purple, lavender,
mm-hmm.
or white,
mm-hmm.
before she went back to regular colors.
Hmm.
And then you always wore veils, black veils,
mm-hmm.
to the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't do that anymore, really.
No. I heard a colored woman say it once. Her sister married after about 3 weeks and said, "Law," said, "I went to the funeral," and said, "Sister Ellen said it took 4 men to keep from jumping in the grave with her husband. She was going to jump in there and be buried with him," you know, she was putting on that. And said 3 weeks later she was married. And said, "Just think what she would have missed if she'd been buried with her husband." I said, "Well, Sister Ellen, surely you ain't going to marry, and he ain't been dead." But 3 weeks said, "Yes." But said, "Yes, Sister Becky." But said, the morning season ain't as long as it used to be. Ain't as long, the morning season, you know.
For 3 weeks, I guess.
3 weeks.
Well, that about takes care of everything. So.
Well, I was glad to do what I did. I didn't, as I said, I didn't know exactly what you wanted.
Well, you've given me lots of information, so that covers a lot of ground.
And how much longer?